Good afternoon, everyone. So today I'm going to be focused on talking about our targeted HIV testing efforts and our routine HIV efforts at Ultimate Health Services. So I'm Natalie Sanchez. I'm the HIV Prevention Manager, and I oversee our testing efforts as well as our evidence-based interventions for the organization. Contributors to the presentation include Tom Sigmuth, the Director of HIV Services, and my two testing supervisors, Gabriela Leon and Monica Ramirez, as well as Mike Jansen, Director of Evaluation and Research at the LA County Division of HIV and STD Programs. So objectives of the presentations is to talk about the different testing strategies, comparing their outcomes, and demonstrating the effectiveness of a combined approach to reach Latinos at high risk or in highly impacted communities, and using spatial planning and spatial epidemiology in achieving these testing goals. So our targeted testing and HIV screening efforts are tied to the three primary goals of the national HIV strategy. So reducing new infections, so identifying new positives and increasing their access to care and improving health outcomes for people living with HIV, and reducing health HIV-related disparities in health inequities. A little bit about Ultimate Health Services. We're one of the largest federally qualified health centers in the nation, providing care to over 150,000 patients per year. And in our HIV services, we serve over 1,300 HIV-positive clients. Additional services include dental services, senior for long-term care, disease management programs, health education, youth services, and substance abuse treatment. Our HIV testing program includes our mobile testing unit. So we have one mobile unit that provides targeted HIV testing, storefront HIV testing at two primary sites, which is also targeted tested, and routine HIV screening in 24 clinics, which is considered non-targeted HIV testing because we screen everyone who's 18 years and older. So this is a picture of our mobile HIV testing unit. And our mobile testing unit provides targeted testing to Latino men who have sex with men. And we're out 6 nights per week. And the schedule of the shift is from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. So it's an evening shift that we operate. And we have 4 staff that are assigned to our mobile testing unit program. Our storefront testing program, we have one that's in a non-clinical site, which is our HIV prevention site, and that operates 9 to 6 with some extended hours when we have groups or other sessions occurring in the evening. And then we also have HIV testing provided at a site that's co-located within one of our primary care units, and that's also a site that also has our HIV specialty clinic, and that operates during the daytime. Our routine HIV testing, this is a list of all of the sites that have routine HIV testing. So we've been able to develop the infrastructure for routine HIV screening in all of our clinics. So as we have new clinics opening throughout our service area, we're able to, one, they're on the electronic health record, and two, we're able to have the same templates at all of these sites. Oh, and to another point about that is that we use an existing infrastructure. So we use existing clinical staff, including the medical providers, to offer the HIV screening. This is a look at our testing volume, and it's increased over the years. So with routine HIV testing providing the highest volume of HIV testing, followed by our mobile testing unit program, and then our storefront testing site with the goal of identifying 90 positives per year or more. This is a look at the geospatial analysis provided by LA County, which identifies 5 cluster areas where there's the highest HIV incident rates. And so those cluster areas contribute to more than 60% of the new infections in LA County. And the way we use this map is not only do we look at where the infections are coming from, but we adjust our strategy so that, one, we're making sure we're in these cluster areas, and if we're not in these cluster areas, we look at eliminating sites that fall beyond the bounds of the cluster areas unless there's justification to provide a need for us to be testing outside of these areas. a look at our targeted population. So through all of our testing efforts, our primary over 80% of the clients that we serve are Latinos. With our routine HIV testing efforts, we're able to identify men who have sex with men who are gay identified as well as non-gay identified, as well as women at sexual risk. And routine HIV testing is really our only testing effort that's really concentrated at identifying women at sexual risk. In our targeted testing efforts, it's very focused on men who have sex with men. And as you know, LA County says is that we have a very gay epidemic in LA County. So that kind of justifies our need to be concentrated more on men who have sex with men versus women at sexual risk. The last circle is really focused on the population identified by the CDC as being most impacted by HIV. And most of our efforts now, I want to say over 60% of our targeted efforts are focused on Latino men who have sex with men 18 to 29 years old. So what are some ways that, you know, help us to achieve our testing goals? So aside from having these, you know, very large goals to achieve, we have to actually have strategies in place to, one, recruit the clients that we have and get them tested and in for services. So a few of our marketing efforts have included having three billboard campaigns, the Take the Test Before You Undress, which were strategically located in locations in next to high-risk venues such as nightclubs and bathhouses in LA County. For a more economical way of promoting our services, we've used the sandwich boards, but we've also tied it to campaigns as far as having catchy phrases and things that actually people, you know, we'll take a look at and we can have for a long time. So one of those campaigns is promoting couples HIV counseling and testing. It says, get closer, get tested together. So people walk by the sandwich board and they kind of, you know, it's their own little recruitment where they start walking into our services and ask for an HIV test. The other one is promoting our one-minute HIV test, and it says, time for a quickie, one-minute HIV test. Again, those are all aligned with our target demographic, which are high-risk men who have sex with men. A more recent marketing strategy, which we've had for a little over a year, are advertising on hookup apps such as Grindr. And in addition to advertising our services, we've prepared to have a mobile-friendly site, which allows the users to inquire via email, phone call, or text through the mobile-friendly site, and we've been able to link individuals to testing services, to HIV medical services, as well as to primary care. And looking at our universal HIV testing efforts, this is the way that we've been able to sustain, as well as this is kind of the biggest piece of our routine HIV testing is the EHR development. So we utilize a template which asks whether testing was recommended, pops up to remind the back office, and then a second time to remind the provider to screen the individuals if they are due for screening. And HIV screen is a traditional HIV test, so traditional blood draw, and then, or they have an option of selecting a rapid HIV test. So an evolution of our HIV testing programs, in 2011 we incorporated routine HIV testing, and as you see, that dramatically increased the volume of individuals that we were testing per year. In 2014, it still makes up the majority of our testing efforts. However, we've also increased our targeted testing efforts, and in the next slide you'll see that despite us doing more testing, routine HIV testing, we're screening more individuals, yet our highest number of diagnoses is in our targeted HIV testing efforts. So this is a look at our 2014 data, and this is kind of also just to, you know, highlight, yes, we're providing more HIV testing, but also to see the highs and lows of the programs. And the blue line is our mobile testing unit. And some of the challenges with operating a mobile testing unit is if our mobile unit is out for service, there goes our productivity. Additional items with our mobile testing unit are staffing. It's kind of hard to sustain staff who want to work evening shift from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. And to be working weekends as well. So I know it's hard for them balancing, you know, the work-life balance. And for our CDC testing, there's also some challenges that we have when it comes to staffing. But we are looking at consistency, monthly consistency of performance. So in addition to testing more individuals, we are also diagnosing more individuals through each of our testing efforts. So a highest volume of individuals that are identified have been through our mobile testing unit. And I think a lot that's tied to the fact that they're out in these HIV cluster areas. And then followed by, right now showing routine HIV testing, but routine HIV testing, since we've been doing it for over 4 years, has really stabilized. Actually, we've experienced a decrease. Our highest number of positives that were identified in routine HIV testing occurred in our first year of implementation, our first year and a half of implementation, and then has gradually decreased over the years. And so we're at a point of evaluating the frequency of HIV testing in our primary care clinic sites, but then we're also trying to assess with ACA and new enrollment periods how individuals are, how that affects our identification of new positives. So some of the lessons learned are staying up to date with changes in HIV, so locally and nationally. So for us, using the local our local health department and the data that they collect in epidemiology to then adjust our strategy. So we're strong partners with LA County, where they provide us maps, they provide us evaluation of how our mobile testing unit is doing. And then staying up to date with the changes in and aligning ourselves to the national HIV strategy. So we've had to do a number of adaptation and changes so that we're more testing focused versus intervention based focus. And that's been a huge change for our programs because and especially in a huge change for our scheduling too because of the testing availability. And then also evaluation is essential. So being able to evaluate the different testing efforts, being able to evaluate strategies, one for meeting your the volume of tests, so as well as meeting the number of positives that you're required to identify. And again, focusing on evidence-driven approaches to testing strategies. So again, being able to make decisions to eliminate sites from your testing programs, or incorporating new sites so that you are able to reach your goals. And that's my contact information. Thank you.